This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. President Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin held their first formal summit Monday in Helsinki, Finland. Speaking through an interpreter, Mr. Putin described the talks as frank and businesslike.
It's quite clear to everyone that the bilateral relationship are going through a complicated stage, and yet those impediments essentially have no solid reason behind it.
Mr. Trump said they were direct, open, and productive.
Today's meeting is only the beginning of a longer process, but we have taken the first steps toward a brighter future and one with a strong dialogue and a lot of thought.
The two leaders discussed arms control, terrorism in Syria, but little was said about Russia's annexation of Crimea other than they agreed to disagree. Mr. Trump said both countries were at fault for the poor state of relations, and he took aim at the ongoing U.S. investigation into allegations of collusion between Russia and Mr. Trump's 2016 presidential campaign, calling it a disaster.
There was no collusion. I didn't know the president. There was nobody to collude with.
Mr. Putin insisted the Russian state had no involvement in the election.
Could you name a single fact that would definitively prove the collusion? This is utter nonsense.
12 Russian intelligence agents were indicted just last week for hacking into Democratic Party computers. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer criticized Mr. Trump for siding with the Russian leader.
For the President of the United States to side with President Putin against American law enforcement, American defense officials, American intelligence agencies is thoughtless, it's dangerous, it's weak.
Schumer said Mr. Trump has strengthened America's adversaries while weakening its defenses. In Mali, at least 12 were killed in a northeastern village near Niger, said to involve rival gangs and jihadist militants ahead of national elections later this month. No claim of responsibility. This is VOA News. Syrian state media said pro-government forces Monday took control of a strategic hill overlooking the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights as it seizes the remnants of rebel-controlled territory. The Al-Hara Hill had been a key part of Syria's defenses against Israel. Russell Stone is an American University professor emeritus.
This is one of the last areas where there are rebel holdouts. And in fact, many of the civilians caught in the crossfire between the Syrian army and rebel groups have been, over the last few weeks and months, been receiving medical aid from Israel. This will probably stop with the reassertion of Syrian control over the area.
Israel has threatened a harsh response if Syrian forces deploy inside the UN disengagement observer force zone just a few kilometers away. The U.S. says it will consider waivers for countries that need more time to end imports of oil from Iran as the U.S. prepares to reimpose sanctions after withdrawing from the Iran nuclear deal. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said the Trump administration wants to reduce Iranian oil exports to zero. While acknowledging that can't be done overnight, he said Washington is prepared to consider exceptions. The commander of NATO and U.S. forces in Afghanistan has rejected reports the U.S. is ready to engage in direct talks with the Taliban. A statement from the office of General John Nicholson said his comments were mischaracterized, insisting he was echoing the views of Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who during a brief stop said the U.S. would be willing to take part in peace talks that are Afghan-led. Nicholson said the U.S. is not a substitute for the Afghan people or its government. Former U.S. President Barack Obama Monday called on Kenyan leaders to turn their backs on divisive ethnic politics and stamp out corruption. He took part in ceremonies in opening a school in his father's Kenyan village of Kogelo.
So what we see here in Kenya is all part of an emergent, more confident, and more self-reliant Africa. But we know that real progress depends on addressing the challenges that remain.
Mr. Obama praised the rapprochement between President Uhuru Kenyatta and opposition leader Raila Odinga, but said more must be done to heal rifts among the country's ethnic groups. A 29-year-old Russian woman has been arrested and charged with conspiracy to act as an agent of the Russian government and attempting to infiltrate U.S. political groups. Maria Butina was a student at American University in Washington and founder of a Russian advocacy group. U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for an end to what he called unacceptable lethal force used by allies of Nicaragua's President Ortega against protesters. Meanwhile, hundreds took to the streets of the capital of Managua Monday, demanding justice for nearly 300 killed in months of anti-government unrest. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.